This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information and to find out how you can volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. Domestic Cookery, Useful Recipes and Hints to Young Housekeepers by Elizabeth E. Lee. Section 8. Syrups, Ices, etc. Lemon Syrup. Clarify a pound of loaf or Havana sugar. If you wish to make a large quantity, allow half a pint of water to every pound of sugar, and boil it, skimming it when the scum arises, until it is of the consistency of honey. Then to every pound of sugar add an ounce of tartaric acid. If you do not find it sour enough after it has stood 2 or 3 days, add more of the acid. If you like the taste of oil of lemon, add a few drops. A small quantity of the syrup prepared in this way, poured into cold water, makes a refreshing drink in warm weather. Lemon Syrup for Seasoning. Pare the lemons very thin, and put the peel to boil in a quart of water. Cover it to keep in the flavor. Put 2 pounds of loaf sugar to the peel of a dozen lemons, and boil it till it becomes a rich syrup. Keep it corked up in a bottle to season ice cream. Syrup of Lemon Juice. Dissolve 3 pounds of loaf sugar and 3 quarts of water. Squeeze and strain lemons enough to make a quart of juice. Boil it slowly with the water and sugar, and take off the scum as it rises. When it is quite clear, strain and bottle it. It will supply the place of fresh lemons when they cannot be had. Pineapple Syrup. Pare the pineapples, cut them in pieces, and to 3 pounds of pineapple put a quart of water. Cover it and let it boil till very soft. Then mash it and strain it. To a pint of this juice put 1 pound of sugar. Boil it till it is a rich syrup, and keep it corked up in bottles to season ice cream. Almond Cream. Take 1 pound of blanched almonds, and roll them fine with a bottle. Mix them with a few drops of rose water, and stir them into a quart of cream. Sweeten it with loaf sugar, put it in a pot over the fire, and stir till it thickens. Tincture of Vanilla. Vanilla beans, well bruised, 1/2 ounce. French brandy, 1 gill. Let it stand 1 week, and it will be fit for use. Keep it corked tight. This article will keep any length of time, and is very convenient for seasoning ices. Super Recipe for Ice Cream. 1 gallon of cream, 2 pounds rolled loaf sugar, 1 teaspoonful of oil of lemon. If for vanilla cream, use 1 tablespoonful of tincture of vanilla, 2 eggs beaten. Mix well and freeze in the usual way. The seasonings should be well mixed with the sugar before it is added to the cream. By this means, it will be all flavored alike. This has been much admired. Coloring for ice cream may be made in this way. Take of powdered cochineal, cream of tartar, and powdered alum, each 2 drams. Of salts of tartar, 10 grains. Pour upon the powders 1/2 pint of boiling water. Let it stand for 2 hours to settle or filter through paper. Use as much of this infusion as will give the desired shade. This produces a brilliant pink. Freezing ice cream. Take a bucket of ice and pound it fine. Mix with it 2 quarts of salt. Put your cream in a freezer, cover it close, and immerse it in the bucket. Draw the ice round it so as to touch every part. After it has been in a few minutes, put in a spoon and stir it from the edge to the center. When the cream is put in a mold, close it and move it in the ice, as you cannot use a spoon without waste. Ice cream with lemon. Roll 2 fresh lemons in as much powdered loaf sugar as will sweeten 1 quart of cream. If you wish the juice, you can put some in it with more sugar. Freeze it. A good plan is to rub the lemon on a large lump of sugar, then use the sugar in sweetening the cream. Ice cream with fruit. Mix the juice of the fruit with as much sugar as will be wanted before you add the cream, which need not be very rich. Pokeberry juice to stain ices. Mash and strain ripe pokeberries. To each pint of juice, put 1 pound of sugar. Boil them together till it becomes a jelly. When cold, put it in a jar and tie it close. Use a small quantity of this to stain ice cream or jelly. Isinglass jelly. To 1 pound of shaved isinglass, put 1 quart of water. Boil it down to 1 pint and strain it through a flannel bag. Add some sugar and wine. Stir it and put it in glasses. Blancmange. Shave 1 ounce of isinglass and dissolve it in boiling water. Then boil it in 1 quart of new milk. Strain it and sweeten it to your taste. Season as you prefer, with rose water, cinnamon, or vanilla. Blancmange of jelly. To 1 pint of calf's foot jelly, add 1 pint of cream, 1 little mace, and 1/4 pound of loaf sugar. Boil it 15 minutes, stirring it constantly. Strain it through a flannel bag, and when nearly cold, put it in 1 glass of white wine. Wet your molds with cold cream before putting it in. Calf's foot jelly. Split the feet and soak them in cold water 4 or 5 hours. Wash them clean and put them to boil in 6 quarts of water. When it has been boiled down to 1/2, strain it through a colander and skim off all the fat that is on the top. Set it away to cool, and when the jelly is quite stiff, wipe it with a towel to take off any grease that should remain. Cut it in pieces and pare off the discolored parts. Put it in your preserving kettle with 1/2 pint of wine, the juice and peel of 2 lemons, mace and sugar to your taste, and the whites and shells of 6 eggs. After it has boiled 20 minutes, pour in a little cold water to make it settle. If any scum arises, take it off. Let it boil 5 minutes longer and take it off the fire. Keep it covered for about 1 hour. Then strain it through a bag that has been dipped in hot water and put it in your glasses. When eggs are used in calf's foot and other jellies, care should be taken to have the ingredients cool. If the jelly is hot when the eggs are added, it cannot be clarified so well. They should only cook by heating the jelly after they have been diffused, stirring them through it. Raisins in syrup. Make a syrup of 1/2 pound of sugar to 1 pint of water. Boil and skim it. Put in 5 bunches of raisins and let them boil 20 minutes. If you prefer, you can pick off the stems. To blanch almonds and peach kernels. Pour boiling water on them, which will make them peel easily. Either roll them with a bottle on the cake board, or pound in a mortar with a little loaf sugar. They should not be pounded too much, or they will be oily. Peach kernels make a fine flavoring for custard, but as they contain prussic acid, do not use too many. Snow cream. Take the richest cream you can procure. Season it with a few drops of essence of lemon or syrup of lemon peel and powdered white sugar, and if you choose, a spoonful of preserved syrup. And, just as you send it to table, stir in lightly new-fallen snow till it is nearly as stiff as ice cream. Kisses. Beat the whites of 8 eggs till they will stand alone. Put with them, a little at a time, 1 pound of powdered sugar. Roll a lemon in some of the sugar till the flavor is extracted. After it is beaten very well, drop it in heaps about the size of 1/2 egg on a sheet of paper. Smooth them over with a spoon and let them be of a regular shape. Bake them in an oven that has been moderately heated till they are of a pale brown color. Do not have the oven too cool or they will run together. Take them from the papers carefully and stick 2 together. End of section 8. Syrups, ices, etc.